Well, cool. So great. So, of course, it's Men's Health Month, and you being our men's health expert, we thought you'd be the perfect go-to guy to talk about just how we women can help our guys be more intentional and maybe some next right one things that the guys can do to make sure that they're being healthy and strong and good stewards of their body.
You know, I couldn't agree with you more. And you know, because I am a man and I do have testosterone running through my veins and the way God has made us, we, you know, we're the spiritual leaders of the house. There's a lot of pressure on men, and as providers and as fathers and as leaders in the community, and it comes with a lot of stress and responsibility. So we do need to take care of our temple. We do need to take care of our one model year that God gives us. So the first thing that I like to touch on is, you know, briefly, is the exercise, but then 60 to 70% on how we look and feel has to do what we put in this little circle called our mouth.
Hmm.
But when it comes to exercise, and men, listen up, and women, with love, encourage your man. And if you're not working out, women, one of the best ways to do this is the buddy system. And with my fiance, we work out together, and believe it or not, even me as a trainer and as a life coach, there's times she wants to work out, and I'd rather be just relaxing, but I then, you know, up the antes, and I join in. So work out with your man, and it may be getting out of your comfort zone, but it's really great. But you should be doing a full-body strength training workout every other day, three times a week. And that's going to increase your basal metabolic rate, your bone density. It's going to lower your blood pressure. It's going to really keep a lot of those numbers at bay when it comes to going to the doctor's office. The second thing is cardiovascular training, taking care of the most important muscle, your heart. You need to stay active 45 to 60 minutes every day when it comes to walking or swimming or playing tennis or shooting hoops or rollerblading, any of those things that are going to get your heart rate up. It's going to help what is called your VO2 max. It's going to basically give you more endurance. It's going to strengthen your heart, and it's going to help then facilitate lose excess body fat. Let's just, if I can, switch gears to nutrition. Nutrition is king. Unfortunately, in this country, three-quarters of our people are labeled obese, and then there's another category that's growing morbidly obese, and that's when a person is over 100 pounds over their body weight, their ideal body weight. So men and women, don't go into fast food restaurants. If your refrigerator is empty, you're setting yourself up to fail. Meal plan. Do prep on Sunday, put things in containers. But when you eat junk food, not only do you increase, you know, diabetes risk, but you also increase prostate health risk. And that's what I like to talk about, if I could, for, you know, just for a minute or two, is that in 2018, 164,000 new cases of prostate cancer will be diagnosed. And that's one out of every seven men will develop prostate cancer in their lifetime. But these are just quick tips that you could write down. Brazilian nuts, it reduces the risk of cancer in general, specifically prostate cancer. The next thing is you should have more cruciferous vegetables, such as your broccoli. And these are all natural things that you could find in your grocery store, because knowledge is power. The next thing is, believe it or not, is red peppers. It kills prostate cancer cells. It's not me saying it, it's medical science. Green tea also reduces the PSA levels in men. And this has been documented for decades, and it has an amazing anti-inflammatory effect. It also has an enzyme called EGCG, which actually helps not only lower the PSA, but the fringe benefit is it also helps reduce body fat. So, I mean, a few more, just mushrooms also help reduce prostate tumors. Medical science has documented all these things that I'm saying. studies have documented pomegranates help lower the oxidation of LDL when it comes to men or women. And this is just a wonderful fruit. It's usually in season around October to December, but you could find it now in the summer in juice. And lastly, pumpkin seeds literally help reduce enlarged prostate. And salmon, not only is it high in protein, but it's high in omega-3 essential fatty acids. And really quickly, not only is it great for your brain and your skin and your heart, but it also brings inflammation down. So as you could see, I'm talking about a lot of food. And when you go into the grocery store, especially as a family or as a couple, instead of going for the quick fixes, color is king in the produce section. And when you use food for you, not against you, not only will you have more quality in your life, but you'll literally be doing things with the people you love and probably living on planet Earth longer.
Well, Peter, this is Men's Health Month. And I'm wondering, is there something guys should specifically be aware of and their wives should be specifically aware of about their guys that maybe don't affect women but do affect men to a great extent?
Yeah, I mean, like I just mentioned, prostate cancer, diabetes, heart disease, these are all things that creep up on you. And like I said with the statistics, when you think about it, 1 in 7 men will, not maybe, will develop prostate cancer in their lifetime. And when people come into my health clubs or they're being life coached by me and they're saying, Peter, and it's mostly men, Peter, I need a stent. My doctor says that I'm 60 pounds overweight. Or someone may be thin and they're drinking alcohol and their liver is damaging. What you need to know is that it's the choices we make today that will affect us in a decade. So listen up, everybody, especially men. If you want to be the spiritual leader, the provider, the protector of your family, of yourself, then it starts and it ends with you, because the choices you make will affect you negatively or positively what you're doing today for lunch.
Preach it! I'm going to make a big old stir fry and a pot of green tea and my guy's going to live forever.
Amen. But really, I've had 2 near-death experiences, and you guys know it. I've had defibrillators put on me 3 times. I left, and God, he just breathed his life back into me. And I'll get on the mountaintop and until I take my last breath, and I don't want any talent to be left in my being. I want to be exhausted of it when I go home, and I want to tell the world that you can live a fulfilled life. You can truly live the life that you're destined to live, but no one's going to hand it to you. You need to do this yourself. You need to become the product of the product, a walking billboard. Do you understand that when you shed light, light is then going to come back to you? So if you truly are living this lifestyle, not talking it, talk is cheap. Other people are going to be attracted to what you're doing, meaning your wife, your significant other, your children, your coworkers. If you're the CEO of your body, it's going to affect in a positive way every category of your life. And it really starts with your health. I love what you guys do. Continue to stay healthy and allow God to truly do what he's doing and using you in a mighty way. Thank you and have a wonderful week.